Thank you, Shirley. Good morning, everyone. Sitting around the dining room table, Rick and Norma's home this past May, the discussion by Central Committee members was, what about this idea for a fundraiser this summer? We do a breakfast on a Saturday morning, and we put the word out to prospective candidates for governor that if you come to Sac City on that Saturday morning and you officially announce that you're in as a candidate, we will give you a portion of the proceeds that we raise from our event. And I thought, you know what? Republicans are known for great ideas, and that is a great idea. And as I sat there and listened to that discussion, I decided right then and there, before leaving that evening, I would commit to being present today. And I want to commend the Central Committee members who met that night, came up with this idea. And I want to thank the other three gentlemen who have been present this morning to participate. You put Sac County on the map. And you provided Iowans with a great opportunity to at least initially be introduced to the early individuals who have indicated a very genuine, sincere interest in getting involved in the Republican field of candidates and pursuing the office of governor. And you're all to be thanked, and I appreciate a great attendance this morning. Bob was right. You don't always know what you're going to get when you plan an event, but this is a great turnout. And I agree with Christopher. I hope this is a model for other counties and other places, because it certainly serves the interests of Republicans and Iowans to bring candidates together and to hear them. Like Christopher, I've been engaged in a conversation for a matter of months now, listening to what people are thinking across the state of Iowa. And what I've concluded is the public is very much aware of what's happening in state government. They're very much aware of what's happening at the federal level. And friends, there's a great deal of concern on the part of Iowans about the direction the state is going in and the country is going in. It's an unsettled period of time. There is anxiety about the economy, about jobs, and for some people, there is anger about what's going on and the direction that things are moving in. And I can detect that people are very interested in a change in direction. When you draw the straw and you come out last in the order, the challenge is always to try to connect with those who are listening in a way that you hear as the last speaker the thoughts you want to express. But perhaps this morning I can share similar thoughts but recast them in perhaps a little different way. Several things come to mind as I reflect on what people are thinking across the state as I've had conversations with them. Number one, when it comes to those who lead in government, whether you're the governor or whether you're a legislator, be real with Iowans. Don't beat around the bush. Don't ignore the challenges and the problems that are before us. Be truthful, be upfront, and be real about the issues that we are facing. Several weeks ago, Dr. Neil Harrell was interviewed on Iowa Press, and in that program, Dr. Harrell, renowned, respected economist, suggested that the effects of the recession will continue here in Iowa well into 2010, and we probably won't see a bottom to the effects of the recession until somewhere next year. And after we bottom, there will be an extended period of time where the economy just kind of drifts along. He didn't see a quick turnaround. People are aware of that. We're in the midst of a significant economic recession, and its effects are being felt right here at home, and people are concerned. So let's be real and admit to that. And instead of wishing for a better day, which right now our governor seems to say, let's just all wait, and things will get better if we just wait and hope for better times. That's not what Iowans want to hear. They want to hear from the governor and from other leaders in state government, we do have a problem and we need to address it now and prepare for the future. Be real about what we're facing. And Christopher's right. We go back into session come January 2010, the spending gap that the legislature will be looking at for the next fiscal year will be $1 billion. And friends, the situation we're going to find ourselves in will be unprecedented. And we're all going to be challenged with ways to try to address that problem. But folks, every one of us and all Iowans expect our governor to be at the table offering solutions to how we're going to deal with it. And I hope that he's ready and has a different message than let's just all wait and hope for things to work out. Be real with Iowans. We got some challenges that we're facing, many of them that are causing great anxiety and fear in Iowans. The second thing I would share with you is Iowans want their leaders to be real. They also want them to take responsibility. Governor Branstad is repeating a theme wherever he travels and speaks right now, and that is when you confront economic challenges like we're confronting them now, it's the moment and the opportunity to address the structure of government. And it's now when you begin to make plans to downsize, reorganize, and streamline state government. If you don't do it now in these circumstances, it'll never happen. And friends, we're at a point where we also need to take responsibility for state government and begin making plans for doing the very thing Governor Branstad is talking about. Let's make government more efficient. Because I tell you, Iowans across the state, families, small businesses, even large businesses, they're all having to address the same kind of issues, and they are streamlining and finding ways to be more efficient, whether it be with the family budget or with small businesses or even large businesses. We need to take responsibility for state government and follow suit and do the very same thing. Last summer, when Eastern Iowa was significantly harmed by historic flooding and tornadoes, House Republicans had the right response. We went over to Eastern Iowa, saw the effects of the flooding that had taken place, and any of you who had gone to Eastern Iowa, Cedar Rapids in particular, and viewed the devastation that took place, it was surreal, to say the least. And out of that visit, House Republicans then said, we need to go into special session and immediately appropriate money from our Economic Emergency Fund to help deal with relief and recovery. We're all Iowans, and all Republicans agreed we should address that problem immediately. Instead, the governor said, no, we'll just wait. We will wait on someone else to come to the rescue. Republicans said, let's take responsibility and help ourselves with what we've set aside. The governor said, no, we'll wait. We should have taken responsibility for that. We look at the budget that we're confronting. We think we need to make plans to address it now. The governor says, let's just wait. It'll get better if we just wait. That's not taking responsibility. And friends, for me personally, it became very obvious and very clear with Governor Culver after the Supreme Court came down with this decision April 3rd concerning marriage in Iowa. When he could not bring a response immediately to that decision, but instead waited 4 days to give us a response after he had already told us, previous to the court decision coming down, where he stood on marriage, I thought, we've got a problem here. And then when I read his official answer to the question, what do you think? I knew then we can do much, much better than that. Being responsible means you take a position because of a belief and a conviction that you have, and you stand on that belief and on that conviction no matter what. And he didn't do it on that, and right then and there I knew Iowa can do much better, and we need someone who can lead in the position of governor. Be real, take responsibility. Third thing, respect the people of Iowa. There was a moment this past legislative session when a public hearing was held in the House chamber on a very important subject, and that was the elimination of federal deductibility from the Iowa tax code. I had never seen the House of Representatives chamber filled with as many Iowans as was filled that evening. Speakers came, They began to share, some pro, some con, as is the practice in the house. And there were some boisterous people, but they were not unruly people. And during the course of that public hearing, the individual responsible for overseeing the hearing had a difficult time keeping things moving as he should, and all of a sudden the Speaker of the Iowa House appeared. And the Speaker did something I had hoped that he would not do, and he ordered the House chamber cleared of those who would come to listen to the public hearing. That should not have been done. A leader understands the importance of planning ahead for process and procedures to address any and all situations. And in that particular situation, better processes, better procedures could have avoided that great mistake and kept people in the chamber. But what that signaled to a lot of Iowans was, our leaders do not respect the people. And as the Constitution says, Article 1, Section 2, all power is inherent in the people. And one of the speakers who spoke after the House chamber was cleared said, never in my life did I ever expect to see the day when the tenants threw out the landlord. Respect the people of Iowa. Voting on the resolution to allow people to make the decision about what marriage is in Iowa is a matter of respect for the people. I hope come January we're able to take up the resolution. And fundamentally, it is about respecting the people who are the ultimate source of political power in the state. As Abraham Lincoln said, those solemn words in the Gettysburg Address, near the very end, government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. Those of us who serve in elective office are servants of the people. We work for them. They're the landlord. Be real, take responsibility, and respect the people of Iowa. Now, I want to shift gears in the time that I have left. I believe that the winds of change, in the sense that the public is ready for a new direction here in Iowa, can help prepare Republicans for a very successful year in 2010. I think because we're the party of principle and ideas, that as we move from this year into 2010, developing a message for the people of Iowa, we can have great expectations of success, be it in the run for governor or taking control of the Iowa legislature. People are ready for new ideas and a new direction. And Republicans are known for having principled ideals and great ideas. And you're beginning to hear them this morning as you invite candidates to come and speak. People are ready to hear. I have the great fortune to represent an area of Iowa where there are good, rock-solid people with traditional Iowa values, and I've had the good fortune for 5 election cycles to be elected to the Iowa House by the people from Carroll County, Eastern Crawford County, and a portion of Sac County, and it is indeed a pleasure and an honor to represent all of you. I have the distinction of 44 Republicans in the Iowa House, as I understand the numbers, of having the least friendly Republican district in Iowa. And yet, in 4 re-election cycles, I've run unopposed. I believe that Republicans can stand on principle and identify a short list of principles that are non-negotiable, that are conservative, both fiscal and social. And beyond that short list, we can be approachable and engaging and work with all people to find solutions to the problems we confront. And the folks in my district have honored me and allowed me to serve them 5 terms. In the last 4 election cycles, I've not had a Democrat run against me. People have taken note of that. Friends, we can win next year. We can put a Republican back in the governor's office. But we need to be as thoughtful and considerate about the messenger who carries our message as the message itself. And we know that we have a challenge in reaching out to independent and Democrat registered voters, but friends, if we nominate someone who is friendly, approachable, and engaging, and willing to work with others, and do it in a way where you can still stand rock solid on your beliefs and your convictions, then we can have a winning combination of messenger and message that leads us not only to success in taking back the governor's office, but I think will help Republicans win back the Iowa House and get very close, if not all the way, to winning back the Iowa Senate, which should be our goal ultimately, a sweep of all offices from Senator Grassley's reelection down through our congressional races, the governor's race, the House, the Senate. It can be done in 2010 with the right messenger being the standard bearer for the Republican message, a message of principles and great ideas. Thank you for being here today and allowing me to speak.